Hello, Steepies. Crystal with a K here. This is literally the worst news I have ever had to report here at Steepy Watch. Please take a seat. Steeplechase has, as of today, stopped offering chaka at any of its thousands of eateries. The powdered chocolate drink has been a mainstay of the park for over 30 years, but due to a very slight lead contamination, the park has disposed of all of its existing chaka and sold its majority stake in its producer, Chemicorp Global Plastics. Frankly, it's unthinkable to watch Denton bow to this kind of public pressure. So in protest, we are canceling Wednesday's second mid-afternoon episode of Steepy Watch. Nope, our minds are made up. We have to draw the line somewhere. If you expect us to take this news lying down, we hope you never know when to stop dreaming.
Hello and welcome back Ethersea. Oh,
is he okay?
He's dead. He's dead, isn't he?
Hello and welcome back.
Who are you guys talking about?
Krusty Man.
Mr. Krust.
The Creaky Man, I believe, is what you
creaky
all agreed
man.
On.
He's
who?
Dead.
Welcome back to Ethersea. We had just been talking about Ethersea for reasons that
definitely not related to news, just sort of modern, big story. Big story. No,
this is a weird thing to start our episode with, huh?
Weird energy. This is Steeplechase, baby. And you all, you three brave adventurers had just found yourself in the jungle. Have just been confronted by a giraffe with the head of a dinosaur.
In that
split second, things kind of slow down, and you see that this is the jungle. It is a place where discarded gym equipment has been left to rot. Basically, is largely overgrown. You can still see some things that look like they could still be fun, though. There's a few pieces of equipment that are not broken down. And then over to your right, to the right as time has slowed here, you see some games that have made, that have not completely disintegrated with the ravages of time. So, welcome to the jungle. They have fun and games.
Okay, great. Yeah.
But there's also the giraffe with the head of a dinosaur.
Yeah, sure.
Is headed right for you.
Justin, can I add, and I think this is something we'd be able to see right away, right? This dino giraffe.
Giraffosaur.
Giraffosaur, thank you.
Giraffosaurus Rex. Thank you.
Can we go with T-Raff? This T-Raff.
No.
If you're friends, if you're fucking.
Okay.
It'd be T-Raff, but you're not fucking.
Is the head to body size ratio, like, is it a T-Rex sized head on a giraffe sized body, or does it all, like, proportionally make sense?
No, it does not proportionally make sense at all.
Excellent.
It is a Tyrannosaurus Rex sized head on a giraffe body. Montrose, here's what I want to say in the efforts of not slowing things down more. Montrose, something about this exact thing, not this exact thing, but something about this thing is tickling your memory. Something, there is something about this that is familiar to you.
Can I attempt to study it as I am caught deer in the headlights style at this charging monstrosity coming right at me? Oh, no, I shouldn't do that.
Oh, wait, you don't want to take a roll that could go bad when the Tyrannosaurus
while you're just standing in front of it.
I'm going to wait until the last possible second, and I'm going to try to,
Oh, actually, wait, real quick, to remind people, you guys grabbed weapons from Jisbert,
right,
who helped you at the time that you were retrieving them. Can you guys recall what weapons that you brought with you?
Yeah, I have a shovel head axe.
I've got a rebar blackjack and either a small bow or a large slingshot.
And Dad, you rebuilt the
Emmerich has a rebuilt lightning hook out of a scimitar.
Okay, cool.
A prop scimitar, which was made very clear.
I am going to try to wait until the very last second and then try to, as this thing sort of brings its head down on me, I want to try to jump out of the way and get up on its neck.
Justin, just for, I want to jump as soon as I can. I don't know why Griffin's waiting. I'm as soon as I see it, I want to move out of the way.
Okay. I'm just, since you guys have gone this route, I'm going to gin up a quick clock for you. Just in case there is a confrontation that needs to be, okay?
Listen, at this point, we came into the Dravosaurus Rex's house.
Yeah, no, we are in the wrong here.
You're in this house. Okay. So you are attempting to leap out of the way. Is that the idea here?
As soon as I can.
Oh, okay. Beef, you're going to leap out of the way as soon as you can. Let's see if Beef does not fall prey to this thing. Give me a, I guess, finesse. Or prowl?
Let me see.
Thanks, finesse.
Finesse. It's rare that you have a defensive role in this game, so it's always kind of a crapshoot. I mean, normally you're taking the initiative, but that simply does not make sense here.
Yeah, I would say... Well, no, hold on. I'm looking.
Actually, it could be Prowl, because Prowl is, like, tumbling also.
It says, Prowl Finesse about unseen and traverse obstacles, climb, swim, jump, and tumble.
I feel like you've already been spotted. I think it's probably Finesse, right?
But Prowl is also, Prowl about unseen and traverse obstacles, climb, swim, run, jump, and tumble.
I would also say, Trav, if you want to, I would be fine with a sort of defensive brawl maneuver. Like, if you want to go that route and use some, like... that idea of like judo redirecting momentum sort of thing. You could go that route too. It's up to you.
It's getting
really close though now. I do need you to pick.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with skirmish where I'm attempting to like, as it comes in, you know what I'm going to do? And this is wild, but I'm going to attempt to like jump at it and bounce off. Cause I'm trying to get past wherever it could chomp me. And instead just take the impact of the charge in a way that, like, I'm braced against. You know, like a linebacker kind of deal where I'm going to bounce off it but not get chomped.
Okay.
So a dumbass skirmish roll.
All right, let's see that dumbass skirmish roll.
What's the, what position? Feels a little desperate.
Feels kind of desperate, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I get a second try at this.
Effect? I feel like you would.
Yeah,
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to bounce off the body without getting chomped by the head.
Standard.
Okay.
Standard.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
1, 6, 3.
You lucky ducky.
I feel like a lucky ducky, Justin.
All right. You, at the last second, sort of do a impossibly athletic, I think, for you, Beef. Not one normally known for acrobatics. But you see the momentum coming. You know fighting well enough to know.
I played high school ball.
You played high school ball. You are out of the way. And I think with a 6, it has moved on to other people. Or you could keep its attention on you. I think it was enough of a stunt that I'll let you sort of have the option there. That's how I roll with a 6.
I think like if I grabbed its attention, I mean, I feel like I flung my body at its body, it would probably notice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine with drawing its attention.
Okay. So, Beef, it is bearing down on you, but as it pivots, its large, terrible body. I have a picture, actually, that I found. This is these amazing... this is just to give you an aesthetic idea. It's these amazing artists in France that make these giant mechanical animals that I saw. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
You see that?
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's like a 40-foot-tall robotic elephant that people are riding, and it's like spraying. Go look up that. It is on YouTube, man.
Just it's a Google. Little bit of like if like the ancient like Greeks built. Yeah, this is what it would look
vibe,
like.
Yeah, that vibe, doesn't it? Like, yeah, how you imagine the Trojan horse would look. But it's that separation. I want you guys to have an idea. I mentioned the size of this thing and how the head and neck are relative, but you also have to understand that this is not in good working condition.
So this is an animatronic. I mean, like, I assumed that, but it's an animatronic.
Yes.
This is not some horrible animal hybrid thing.
Okay. No, no, this is a, and it, you can tell that the connection between the head and the body is, like, rudimentary. It is obviously, like, aftermarket.
Yeah.
I am gonna change my sort of action now that Beef has sort of distracted this thing. I still want to get up on it, but I want to use my bow and kind of try to get it around its like around its neck or maybe like its jaw to try to like create a kind of handlebar situation.
Okay.
Cool. That I can kind of hang on to and then use as you know, a bit sort of. I would argue this is finesse since that is handling a vehicle or a mount, which is kind of what I'm trying to do here.
Are you going to try to straddle it or are you just creating a handle?
No, I mean, I'm going to be holding on to the handle, to the bow. So, you know, I guess I'm straddling it. Position.
I will actually say this is risky instead of desperate because of the attention Beef has drawn.
Got you. An effect standard. Okay. Okay. No bonus dice. Let's see. 613.
Oh,
wow.
What are the arrows again, Griff?
What's that?
What are these projectiles you're shooting? What are you shooting?
So I'm not shooting anything at it. I'm like jumping up on it and trying to use the bowstring to like, you know, get the bowstring in its mouth and then kind of pull back. So I'm like creating a kind of...
Okay. All right. A little bit of a harness. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You see this thing like turn and pivot right in front of you and back towards Beef. And in the moment that it's turning its body, you can tell this is not a natural action for this thing and it does not move this quickly. And you see a large gap open up in the plates between its back. You use that opportunity to sort of scramble up. It's not beautiful, but you do it. You get up to the head of this thing and manage to, with a little bit of effort, loop your bowstring in through the mouth of this thing and feel some tension there. And you realize as you pull back a little bit that it is not the powerful sort of like beast that you sort of expected. You don't feel the tension pulling against you, fighting you that you sort of expected.
Whoa, girl. Whoa, girl. Easy now. Shh. It's okay.
All right.
Wait, I want to know if him talking to it to calm it down worked.
Well, he doesn't get two turns in a row.
That's fair.
Emmerich, what do you see this unthinkable series of events from your two compatriots? What's your step here?
I think Emmerich's going to hide in some of the nearby equipment. I think he's going to like dive through the jungle gym. And
yeah, man. See any, feel a need.
I think I that's agree. One of the best decisions Emmerich's ever made.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, in retrospect, I don't know why the other two of us were like, you know what?
Yeah, I should have let Emmerich lead. Okay, Emmerich, give me a, let's say, prowl roll. You've got a perfect amount of time to get out.
Okay. Would you say it's risky?
I would say it is risky standard.
Okay, that's six.
God. Oh my lord,
Dad! Hot hands tonight, boys.
Dad,
I need to describe this then.
Okay, yeah.
He puts one hand on the top of his bowler so it doesn't fly off his head.
Oh right.
And sprints like a madman towards the semi-dodecahedron jungle gym dome and lithely dives through it with his waspish frame and takes cover, mostly because it's all grown over with weeds and shit.
And then
he says, I can't believe that worked.
Neither can we, says the audience. All right, let's see. Beef, it's back at you.
Okay, so now Montrose is on its neck, right? Or back or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's in, like, full control yet, but he definitely, yeah, that's what's happening.
And how is the creature responding to this?
So the creature is fighting him a lot, but it doesn't seem to have much power behind it. This is not the power and the strength of a wild animal that you're trying to capture, which is not me, like, this is not a hint to something. It is me doing expectation setting here. Yeah. This is still an animatronic robot, right?
Does it look like it's handling the strain of carrying Montrose all right?
It is. Oh, good question, Dad. You definitely see a bowing of the... I'm assuming you're like on its back area, right, Griff? That's how we established?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely seeing like a bowing there in the middle of the back where he is seated. It is not meant for that kind of weight.
Okay. I am going to... in this gym equipment, Justin, do I see jump ropes?
Let me look around, Travis. Yes, there are some.
Excellent. I'm going to grab two of those.
They disintegrate in your hands.
Oh, no.
You scramble wildly until you find another pair, and somehow, miraculously, they're fine.
Hell yeah. And I'm going to attempt to, like, kind of get those, like, whip them around one of the legs of said giraffe.
Ooh, nice. A sort of
back whip. Leg.
Yeah, okay, great. I love it. I think we call this finesse if it's, a whip.
Yeah.
Actually, a bow whip. Anything like that is, like, finesse-y.
And to, like, control. I'm trying to bring the animal to its knees. Knees. Because you said in the jump, because you were...
Yeah, oh, no.
Because you referenced the song
extremely
earlier.
Extremely sweaty intro to the program.
Okay. Risky or desperate? Or controlled?
Certainly not that.
Okay.
I will say, because of Montrose's actions, and in a way because of Emmerich's, it is sort of lost interest in you a little bit. So we're going to call this risky standard.
Okay. 612, baby.
Wow, you guys.
Woo. This is wild.
Okay. So here's what happens. Beef, you grab a jump rope and whip it out, and just like in the fucking movies, man, it whips around the leg of this creature, and you kind of expected it to lose its balance. But what did happen is that the leg just kind of ripped clean off.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
And the thing sort of stumbles back. Let me adjust my clock here. I'm going to say it's at this point here.
So we don't... Okay, there we go.
This clock is filling up. So this is... You bring it down. It has lost that leg, and it sort of stumbles back and forth. On it manages, you can see some like servos and gears inside of it recalibrating, and then it seems to have found its balance again on three legs. These are not powerful creatures, but you can tell that they have become very good at adaptation. Griff.
So, is this thing down now that it is missing a leg?
It's, can you see the clock?
Yes. Okay. Now I can see.
There you go. A good amount. 5 of the 8 like wedges I have filled in. So,
I want to try to maneuver it, just to sort of fucking crash it into a big tree or perhaps a pond of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah, a pond sounds good.
Let me.
I want to just sort of use this makeshift locus of control that I've created here.
I don't see a pond, but what we do have is a roughly, if you had to guess, 12 foot by 12 foot sandbox that has become filled with clumps of mud and dirt and debris and probably some litter.
Yeah, I'm gonna crash it. I'm gonna crash it on down into that.
Okay. I need you to give me a. How you're just kind of like pulling its momentum down into the muck where it'll get fucked up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to steer it as steer it tries to correct itself.
I think what did we just say? Mounts or prowl?
Finesse.
Okay.
Handle a vehicle.
So give me a. I'll just keep calling this risky standard. I feel like you're in a good position here.
Oh, there we go. Our first non-full success. 335.
335. Okay, that's fine. So you pull this thing, sort of jerk its momentum into the this big sort of like wet, marshy sandbox, and it immediately is thrown. The new terrain has thrown it, and it manages to sort of lose its balance and crash down to the ground. Knocking off a couple more plates of its armor, but you, in the effort, mantras are thrown from its back and also squish into the dirty, gross ground.
Ew.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt you, but it is gross, and you feel kind of squishy and bad.
That's okay. Anyone? Oh, who brought the wet wipes? God, did we forget the wet wipes? Every heist, I say, bring the wet wipes.
I bet there were some back in the junk pile, and we just didn't pick them up.
Nobody throws away wet wipes. Come on, Emmerich.
Well, the last one is always kind of goopy.
You still use it.
You still gotta use it.
If this anything, it's the wettest wipe.
It's the only world we get. We can't just go around wasting the wettest wipe.
You throw them away if the package dries out.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Giraffosaurus Rex.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh.
It came from somewhere in the woods, probably about 10 yards away from where you're currently fighting this thing.
I mean, are we still fighting it, Justin?
Well, let me look at this clock. Yep. You are.
Hey,
you're 7/8 done fighting it, but you are fighting it.
Voice in the woods, are you controlling this Giraffosaurus Rex? Be honest.
I am not. I am Torgus.
Okay. Torgus, will you be upset if we destroy this Giraffosaurus Rex?
I cannot upset.
Okay. Cool.
Emmerich summons up Hard Doug out of his Give a Ghost projector.
Okay.
And sends Hard Doug running towards the Giraffosaurus Rex.
Okay. So this is what we call a tune, and I'm gonna call it risky standard. Or no, you know what? I'll say it's controlled. If this doesn't work, there's no harm to you. So controlled standard.
2, 5, 6.
Nice. So you raise your wrists out from underneath your incredible camouflage. That should have made it doubly controlled. Out of your camouflage and the silhouette of Hard Doug, the sort of original Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry character, is running at this thing. What do you shout out with a 6? I mean, he's there. He's doing your bidding. What do you want him to do?
I want him to run where he's in a position close to the broken off leg where the servers and all the other things are.
And do what? Just, we got one more wedge in this thing. What do you want him to do?
I think I want him to stick his hard light hands up inside the mechanics of it.
Whoa, cool.
And just mess it up.
Inside the giraffe?
Well, where the open part is, where
okay,
the leg had gotten torn. Where the
I
leg
thought
had been
you meant
off.
The place where the leg was now. You meant the place where the leg formally resided.
Right, where you said we could see into it and see all the.
So Hard Doug comes running out of the through the forest. It's an outline, and then the silhouette starts to like fill in. Polygons just like pop in as it's going. As he's running through, he's sort of forming. And as his hand forms, you see him punch up through the guts of this thing, and
do the voice.
I don't remember.
It was Paul Pantry's voice, except it was just a little harder. Remember?
Okay, yeah.
Take this, you punk!
And then he punches the giraffe. Finally, the giraffe source Rex relents.
All right, you guys. Okay. I'll go. You drive a hard bargain.
Excellent. You really stuck your necks out.
Was that a giraffe pun voice in the trees?
Yes, I am programmed for maximum punnability, but cannot recognize levity.
That's great.
Torgus, was it?
That's me.
Okay. Could you, come out and talk to us? It's weird.
I cannot.
Oh.
Can we come in and talk to you?
There's no come in. This is from, like, you would guess about 10 yards to your east.
But, like, in the trees.
I'm going to walk over to it. Yeah. Give me a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Wait. I have to clamber.
Yeah, you clamber.
To get out of the...
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
I'm Jordan Morris.
And I'm Jesse Thorne.
On Jordan Jesse Go, we make pure, delightful nonsense.
We rope in awesome guests.
And bring them down to our level.
We get stupid with Judy Greer.
My friend Molly and I call it having the space weirds.
Patton Oswalt.
Could I get a Balrog burger and some Aragorn fries? Thank you.
And Kumail Nanjiani.
I've come back with cat toothbrushes, which is impossible to use.
Come get stupider with us at MaximumFun.org.
Look, your podcast app's already open. Just pull it out. Give Jordan Jesse Go a try.
Being smart is hard. Be dumb instead.
Okay, zebras, orangutans. Oh,
yes, sorry. Hi.
I'm not used to the animals talking. Who are you?
Yes, my name's Carrie Poppy. I co-host a podcast called Ona Ross and Carrie. This is my co-host Ross right here.
Okay.
We investigate spirituality, claims of the paranormal. And we were wondering if we could get on the Ark.
You did come 2x2. I appreciate that. Though most of the things I'm letting on the Ark don't talk.
I'm going to be talking all up on this boat. Do you mind both?
I prefer Ark or
barge. Okay, I'm not listening, but... if you let me on, then I will make my really good podcast on your boat.
Can you at least help clean up all the poop?
I guess I don't see why not.
Well, I'll check out the podcast. Where do I find it?
It's on MaximumFun.org.
As you are making your way through, you see through a pile of like mud and leaves, what you appears to be metallic, about maybe toaster shaped, in the ground.
I bent down and I clean away the mud and leaves.
Okay, and you try to pick it up.
I just want to see what we're looking at.
It's a little bit bigger than you initially understood it to be. In fact, you would estimate it to be 2 toasters. But they're extremely...
So like a 4, you're saying like a 4 slicer?
Yeah, this is a 4 slicer, baby. Oh, okay. This is like a toaster oven. I mean, this is nice.
Oh, okay.
But it is extremely heavy and dense. On the outside is fairly simple. Metal base that you can tell at one point had been painted a sort of like khaki color, but most of that is chipped away, and you can just barely make out a name tag that says Torgus.
Emmerich does a study roll.
Okay. Montrose, can you assist with that for narrative reasons?
Sure.
Because you had been about to do a similar study role. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to study the Giraffosaurus. But does, I mean,
it's
does
let's
this
say a similar a similar result from either one. So you two should work together. So I can honor that thing you wanted to do, but it will be
sure. Less yeah, no, again. I will assist, and I will. I say I know my way around some historical animatronics. Let me see what it is we're working with here.
And you bring it over. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Emmerich. You're about to say something.
Controlled. Standard.
Yes, controlled standard.
With one and bonus, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll mark stress.
5-6-3.
Okay. Excellent. You two start talking. This definitely tickled something in your memory, Montrose. And then you also brought it over to Emmerich, who wanted to check it out. What you have realized is that these were originally created for Jungle Island, which was an attraction across from Knott's Berry Farm in the 60s and 70s. It was purchased by Dentonic. You remember hearing something about that, but this was never a major attraction. It was just something that Dentonic decided to collect once Knott's Berry Farm was done with it. These animals, these animatronic animals, sort of littered the area. They were sort of the main draw of this secondary attraction that you could walk over to. Torgus, you recognize Emmerich from your work, was one of the like early attempts to make an AI animatronic that would be able to populate this revamped Jungle Island. So Torgus was an attempt at a guide. These were never in production. You know that from your work, Emmerich. These were collected, and they attempted to adapt these animals with AI to create some sort of island recreation of Jungle Island with artificial intelligence. That effort was quite literally scrapped. Torgus is the torso of one of those guides.
Just the torso.
Just the torso.
This is a remarkable find. This is living history. I remember Jungle Island very fondly. There was a time where this was the cutting edge. I can't believe we just stumbled upon this in a big trash heap kindergarten prison island. This is incredible.
I believe my neck and waist were the cutting edges.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I see, because you've been decapitated and delegitated, and that's unfortunate.
I think bisected, maybe?
Trisected, I mean, if
yeah, you I guess
cut
true.
Into three parts.
Well, beheaded.
Hey, why are we splitting hairs?
That kind of works.
Do you know where your other sections are? Are you in contact with them?
Hold on, let me look for them. Effort has failed.
All right. Hold on.
Lack of head prohibits search.
Yeah.
That is an issue. One moment, please. I reach in my pocket and I pull out a Sharpie and I draw a face on the torso.
Okay, great.
Aww. I realize that this is
straight,
not.
Give me a straight D20.
D20 roll. Okay. Let's try it. 12.
That's the least funny thing you could have gotten. Yeah. It's fine.
No, 11. Fine. 11 is the least funny.
No, I think 12 is less funny.
You think?
12 is less funny. 11 is like one more than half, so it's just barely.
Yeah.
I realize that this does not provide you with any kind of optical.
But why did
benefit,
he roll? Wait, hold on, Griffin. You rolled a 12, and then Justin didn't tell you what that meant.
It means it's fine.
No, I mean, the face he drew is fine.
Oh, okay.
Like, if he had gotten a really good roll, it would have been, like, sick.
Okay, great. With, like, flames and shit.
Yeah, like, cool
well,
shit.
Well, I'll keep adding to it. I'll keep rolling.
Do a Marvin the Martian.
Keep adding more features to Torgus. This is for our benefit, just so we can have sort of a thing to talk at.
Have you set him down, by the way?
No.
Okay,
no,
it's
no.
Extremely heavy. Like you would guess about 100 pounds, Beef.
Did I pick him up?
I thought you said you did. When you cleaned him off, I kind of assumed you picked him up.
I'll pick him up.
But okay.
Can we take him with us?
I mean,
no, that's up to Beef. Neither of us are equipped to carry 100 pounds.
Yeah, hold on.
The jungle.
Yeah, okay. And Beef gets some more jump ropes and makes like a bat, like ties him up so that he can like put his arms through and carry him on his back, like Chewbacca does with C-3PO.
Okay. Beef, if you are making the choice to bring Torgus with you,
at least for now,
It will impact your ability to do certain things. I just wanted you to know that.
Like poop
and
this ring
that you've made is not something you could instantly discard.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Before we decide to take you with us, Torgus, we can. Do you know, we're looking for like a case of like Choco drink mix stuff that like fell down from, you know, one of the recycling trash dump things. And then we can use that to like basically trade for help escaping. Do you know anything about this Choco drink mix or where, if there's like, I don't know, people here who would have taken it somewhere?
What I gathered about this land before I found myself in this state is that most of the recycling that made its way to the jungle ended up in the Crazy River.
Oh. Okay.
Then it would have been swept southward.
And do you know how to get to the Crazy River from here?
I do.
All right.
It's to the east.
See, this is great. This is good. This is working.
Yeah, you're coming with us. Come on, big guy.
One more thing. And I look at Torgus in the face and I say, this is a long shot, but you remind me of someone. Does the name the Creaky Man register with you at all, Torgus?
I can't believe. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Hold on. It took. There was a thing you were doing there for a second.
It was a joke.
Okay. All right. Worth a shot. Let's go.
You're not going to use your truth-telling powers here.
I mean, a robot can't lie, Dad.
That's like rule number two.
Robotics, man.
Yeah. I mean, I can ask Justin. It would be a waste of all of our time. Justin, was the robot lying?
What?
Was the robot lying about knowing the Creaky Man?
Okay, if you tell me how you use your truth-telling ability to tell me if a torso is lying, then I'll tell you if it's lying.
He checks the heartbeat, Justin. Times. Come on.
I'm pretty sure your thing applies to people. I'm not sure about torsos, but...
You can always tell when someone is lying to you. Is this someone?
Ooh, is a robot someone? Answer, Justin.
Robot someone. No, he's not lying.
Okay, great.
Does a robot tell electric lies?
Okay, you start to head towards the east.
As we do,
yeah.
Emmerich gently rests a hand on Beef's back, you know, like pats him on the back and says, thank you for bringing that. I appreciate it. I appreciate you bringing that for me.
Well, I brought it. Thank you. I brought it for us. I mean, it's a resource, and we're short on those.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I think I can do some wonderful things with that. Thank you.
Okay, you should ask him.
You are my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Emmerich. Don't do anything weird with him, okay?
Define weird. No, okay. I would never.
Okay.
After a few minutes of discussion and a couple of hours of walking.
What?
Yeah, it was a long way.
Oh, my God. You didn't tell me that.
You're fucking exhausted. You hear the water before you're close, and you arrive at what a dilapidated sign pointing you in this direction calls the Crazy River. This river is a massive, gigantic loop. Probably, if you had to guess, 15 feet wide.
Oh, boy.
And this is the eternal dream of all children. A lazy river where they can ruin everything and be totally goofy. Every kid has wanted to ruin a lazy river for other adults, and now they can. The river is absolutely chock-a-block with detritus. Mainly, the main thing you notice is, like, foam pool noodles.
Oh, my God. Those don't belong here.
They've been sliced up.
This is for inner tubes.
There are several inner tubes. Of course, none are like inflated. They're all just sort of like floating through.
My God.
Some animal carcasses, robotic. Thank you.
That's fine. Now, Justin, is it the kind of thing where the inner tubes, there's some where they're like those double inner tubes that are clearly way too big for the river, and like those are for the slides. Those aren't for the lazy river. What are those doing here?
Yes, there's some of that too. Anything that that would irritate you as an adult is in this beautiful, crazy river.
Diarrhea.
This is the proper direction.
So, but this is a loop, right, Torgus? So, like, if anything was in here, we could hypothetically just wait.
No. Oh. It empties out at the basin.
And the way this is shaped, you can see that there is definitely like an onloading and offloading point. It is directly to your west. There is a large basin, but you could see it. If you had to guess, it's probably a good mile off. It is a great distance. If you were to follow the crazy river all the way there, you know that it would take quite some time. So you realize that you are going to have to cross the crazy river.
Is it still flowing and stuff?
Yeah, it's flowing fast. It's kind of terrifying.
But when you say
how far across?
Yeah.
15 feet.
Okay.
That's your guess.
So when you say cross, do you mean like we have to get from one side to the other, or we have to like get in and get down to the basin?
No. I mean, that's kind of up to you. If you decide you want to build a water-fearing craft that can help you navigate this crazy river, you could do that, or you could cross it. I will leave that choice to you all.
I mean, it's more fun if we do build a boat. But I feel like narratively it doesn't make much sense for us to stop for a long time so that we can build a boat out of pool noodles and inner tubes and the like.
As you get a little closer and you start to weigh your options, you notice that there is something else in the waters. Now,
anacondas.
No, actually, I don't know. What I'm going to ask, who do you think would be the most logical choice to head up there to check things out?
Oh,
I think Emmerich.
Emmerich.
Okay. Dad, I want you to roll a D100.
There is precedent for that.
35.
Okay.
There is precedent. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's get another one. Give me another D100 roll.
Okay.
Ooh, that's
91.
A good one.
91.
Good. That's
or a bad
a.
one. I do not know what these numbers mean.
You, as you get closer, Emmerich, you see a cloud in the water, and then you realize as you get a little bit closer, it's not a cloud, it's a school of some sort of aquatic creature. One leaps out of the water when you get your face too close and almost gets you. You realize that it has the head of a chihuahua and the body of an owl. It's a chihuahua.
No!
And it has absolutely infested these waters.
An aquatic chihuahua?
Yes, it's using the same mechanics that you would use to navigate the airflow and has just adapted those to water.
I've heard about this.
These are a whole massive school of chihuahuas, aquatic chihuahuas. Thank you, Griffin. I'm sure there's an airborne chihuahua too, and that's where we really got to start to think about starting over as a species.
And Justin, it's when it's in this scenario, it's actually called the Festival of Aquatic Chihuahuas.
Oh, it's a Festival of Aquatic Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some at least passing familiarity with the Jungle Island sort of attraction. This is these hybrids, these chimera sort of things. That wasn't the original design, right?
No,
something has gone horribly, horribly awry here.
Well, you don't know what's happened here, but I will say this. There's very, very little uniformity to these. It's the same pattern, right, of chihuahua and owl, but they've all come together. This is not manufactured. This, you know what I mean? This is something that has been, again, aftermarket. Okay, so that is the situation you find yourselves in.
Looking at the other side of the Crazy River, what do we see? Are there any structures, trees,
anything? You see a tree, like a line of trees, and then sticking out is an animal that you, for the life of you, cannot place. You just see a head poking out, a gigantic white eye on some brown, you can't tell skin or hair, and a head shape that is absolutely baffling to you.
Cool. That's, hey, J-Man, that's horrifying what you just described.
I don't like that.
Like, I want to go. Not my character. Me. I want to leave.
It's your job.
Oh, man.
Torgus, are you familiar with whatever that creature is that is looking at us, the eyeball creature?
Oh, yes. It's a woodable.
A woodable?
A woodable.
Can you tell me anything about it?
I would be happy to tell you about woodables, but my programming is geolocated. I can only access that information when I am near them.
That makes perfect narrative sense.
We're going to throw you across the river, and then we need you to yell super duper loud.
You've sort of reached what you could tell was a clearing. There's small sprigs, but nothing like the sort of like forests that have sprung up elsewhere. You could tell that this is probably a well-trafficked area for robots that need to clean dust or other grime out of their joints.
Is the water still flowing, or is the water
again? Yes.
Okay.
You know what? So there's chihuahuas in the water. It is flowing 15 feet across. We need a way to get across that will not get us attacked by a festival of chihuahuas. I'm going to start the noodles. You said they'd been chopped up, right? Or sliced up. Sliced up. Are they still lengthwise, or are they like sliced up into chunks?
What? I'm sorry, I don't exactly understand what you're asking.
Pool noodles. Are they long?
They're all, they're just sort of dilapidated and cut to ribbons. I mean, it's...
All right, I got it. So, I'm going to take my rebar blackjack. I'm going to tie one of the cables that I brought with me onto it. I brought these long cables with me.
Mm, yeah.
And then I'm going to use my bow sling. My sling bow, and shoot it across the river into a tree. And then we can use that as a sort of slack line. Easy. Figured it out, solved it.
Wow, you just solved it like that?
Yeah, I think that's the solution to this one.
Yeah.
Oh. So you're just solving it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and call that. What would we call that? What would you call that roll?
It's probably finesse, right?
When finesse you, again, yeah. Right?
If you are using a ranged weapon?
Sadly, hunt is the correct answer.
Okay.
Attack with precision shooting from a distance. This is just to get the thing on the other side, right? This is not even to cross it.
Correct,
yes. That I imagine is going to be its own sort of kettle of fish.
Chihuahuas.
That's not what I said, but position... what do you think? I mean, if this fails, I can just pull the cable back, right? And get my thing back.
Yeah.
So, controlled?
What do you have in hunt?
Two?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's controlled. Yeah, controlled standard.
Cool.
Control great, because that'd be a hell of a thing if you pulled this off.
Oh, okay, great. Control.
And I'm gonna help by, like, holding the cable up so that it's the weight is lessened. So it's not pulling against the cable. So
yeah, I mean, I'll need someone to hold on to the other end of the cable.
Yeah, I'll hold on to the cable and help hold it up to get the angle right.
Then here it goes.
Emmerich will watch.
Great. Yikes. Four.
That's a mixed success.
okay. You fired, and you had like a rope attached, yes?
Yeah, cable.
A cable, okay. You fire it across, and it's hurtling towards those trees, but stops about 8 feet short and buries itself in the ground.
Great.
But your cable has buried itself in the ground and is stretched across with you holding the other end. That is the situation that you now find yourself in.
Awesome. And now, Beef, you hold that end. I'll just slackline across.
Well, it's ground level, so you'll tightrope across.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're splitting hairs. But that was the hard part. This is the easy part.
It is?
You just hold that rope real, real, real good, because I don't know what a chihuahua does when it is sort of presented with fresh meat, but I have to imagine is not good for the meat.
Yeah.
All right. So I hop up on there, and I, just like I'm back in college, I just slackline across. Like I'm at the park with my buddies. We just finished sacking, and now I'm going to slacken.
Right, okay, so are you going across it like a tightrope?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to help.
Okay. How do you help him get across the other side?
I'm going to help him by projecting Scott Bowflex farther down the crazy river and sticking a toe in the water to see if he can distract the chihuahuas,
you know,
in his direction.
It occurs to me, and we don't have to go back and do this, but it does occur to me that Imra could probably create a hard light bridge. Okay, let's do this.
What you do notice as you pull the rope taut, the trash, the detritus, and indeed some of the chihuahuas are starting to get like caught. What you've made is sort of a rudimentary dam here.
Okay.
Where the pieces of junk are starting to like catch on it. And that is happening with increased frequency.
Okay. Well, that'll just make it easier to cross. There's more stuff.
Okay.
For my feet to go on.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right. Let me see that roll, please.
This is probably desperate, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Standard effect?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take the one bonus dice from Imric's help.
Yep.
And we're just going to roll it. Oh, fuck. 4, 5, 2, 4, 5. Fuck.
Two.
Oh, wait. On a desperate roll, I get +1.
Really?
Oh, on a desperate action, you get +1d to your roll if you also take -1d to any resistance rolls against consequences from your action. I forgot about that. Can I roll one more dice, please?
Yes.
This one's.
But that means the consequences will be worse, right?
If I, yeah.
Okay.
I have to use. I am a reckless guy.
Yeah, it's
and
your
so
reckless
I have
guy.
To use my daredevil action. Here we go. 6, 4. Fuck.
What just happened? What was that? No, oh, I see. Okay, it was a 4. So you wanted a 6.
He
a
wanted
triple
a
four,
six.
Triple four should be something.
Because that's 12.
The same number.
If this was Yahtzee, that would definitely be something. Okay. But 5 is your highest. So with a 5, it's going actually really well. And as you're walking, you're continuing seeing like some of the junk pile up here, and you're walking across it. You actually have a moment of like serenity, and you think, I could have done this. I know that I, you know, I'm not the perfect at it right now, but like this could have been my life. You're starting to have thoughts like that. And then you're about 3/4 of the way over when a can of squirt makes its way over the dam and just sort of accidentally rolls under your feet. This empty soda can you step on and slip directly into the water. Your fall is buoyed by trash, and you manage to hold on to the line, so you're still being pushed along, but you have not made it all the way across. You are now stuck in the water on the opposite side of the like rudimentary trash dam.
Okay. Well, I get out.
Oh, you get Would anybody else like? Okay, Beef, you're kind of stuck. Emmerich, anything you want to? You're trying to help with Scott Bulbflex. What is? Does anybody want to try to assist him? So this isn't just a do-over roll or what?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to assist him, Justin. Okay. As I'm holding the rope, I'm going to start walking downstream. So now the rope is going to angle closer and closer to the side of the bank.
That's just physics. That's geometry.
Just physics. All right, Travelist, that would just be like a feat of strength, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you want to call it skirmish?
No, I don't want to call it skirmish.
So what would it be? Wreck?
I guess it's
prowl.
Wreck. I'll say wreck. Wreck, because you're
in what? I mean, I think it's finesse.
Finesse. Okay, finesse.
Okay. I mean, it's equal in both.
I think it's a feat of strength, but I don't think there's a great.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be then. You know. What is my position?
I'm gonna call it risky standard again.
Let's do it. A 1, 2, 4. It's a mixed success.
Okay, you managed to angle it downstream. You were perfectly successful in that. Excellent. In the jostling of it, you managed to dislodge Montrose.
What?
Montrose is now being sucked down the river as a fleet of the Chihuahuas
start to
head towards him. And that is where you now find yourselves. With Montrose being sucked down the lazy river. Crazy river, pardon. This is no longer lazy for any of us.
Hey, Justin?
Yeah?
Are there any big flat chunks of debris? A sign, perhaps? Or you said there was a dilapidated sign that said Crazy River?
I did. I mentioned that exactly.
I'm going to grab that sign. And I'm going to do a little like skim. I'm going to run, jump onto it.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Try to skim across the top of the water.
Skim across the top of the water. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've seen people do it on TikTok.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah,
roll it.
For sure. Dad, you can finish this campaign by yourself, right? Me and Travis are fucking dead.
Yeah.
Drown their asses. Unforced error territory here. Okay.
I'll just make copies of you guys and finish the answer.
I love that. I have less idea of what this role would be classified as.
This is prowl, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Or finesse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to keep doing everything feels
I
like
think
finesse.
Prowl. I think it's
okay, prowl.
Prowl.
Yeah.
It's like sick acrobatics, I feel
What do you say is desperate?
No, it's risky, but you're not sick. I mean, it will start to be desperate towards the end of the
and
action.
What's the effect?
Trav, I'm sorry, man, but I gotta make it great. I don't think you've done a lot of this.
It'll be a great effect if I do it. Okay, and I'm gonna push myself.
Limited. That is not actually. Sorry, limited effect is what I should say. So great is like when it's something that will have a huge effect. I would say limited.
Limited. Got it. Uh huh. And I'm gonna push myself. It's one of my superhuman feats.
Wait.
What?
Wait. I'm going to use foresight to help you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you need foresight to know how this is going to shake out now.
But I love that.
Foresight.
I love that.
Foresight. Okay. And what I'm going to do is have a flashback that where Emmerich says, Beef, have you ever seen this this film called Point Break?
Of course.
It has surfing in it. I think you would really enjoy it, and I think that you could learn from it.
Okay.
So that's how Emmerich helps
it. It's time to skimboard, baby. Let's do it.
So add another die.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking up an Instructables ad or article, how to skimboard. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. That's actually a huge bonus.
Beef is doing that on his phone as he's sprinting
towards the water. Yeah, I don't know why no one ever thinks to check WikiHow.
I got a mixed success. I got 5, baby. How to skimboard. Step 1, the board. Uh-huh. Okay.
A mixed success. Okay.
The beach.
Beef.
Okay. Uh-huh.
With a mixed success, you run. You jump. You grab this sign, and it's like, hang 10. You are skimming across. And you make it to Montrose.
fuck yeah.
And then you lose your footing right there.
Yeah.
And you tumble into the water. The two of you are now in the water.
Cool.
Dab. What you got, bud?
Emmerich creates a pair of hard-like stilts and makes his way across the river towards his friends.
Just one normal thing with you guys. Just yeah. Do one thing normal.
Hey, we're not going to do that.
All right, you're going to...
Stilts is foolproof, Juice.
Everyone is coming up. Can I just say, I want to be super impressed with you guys. The number of ways of conveyance you guys have found to join Griffin in his terrible situation are really yeah. good. You guys are great at getting into the same danger that Griffin yeah. has found himself
all in. All I know, Justin, I can't help him from over here. Right?
Yeah. You definitely hey, could. I mean, this is fucking...
No.
When you said, do I have a long plank? The reality of which you were like, now I'm going to skimboard on it, and yeah, not, yeah. I'm going to use it to rescue Mantra.
Wait, hey, your listen. Assumption, Justin, is that if I, Travis McElroy, was in this scenario, I'd make a good choice. That's this ridiculous.
You're role-playing.
Yeah.
Make a good one.
We are recreating the end of Toy Story 3 here, just sort of voluntarily. Just all of us are going down in this river
too
full
real.
Of 12
too
miles
real.
Together.
Too real.
May I take my turn
yes,
now?
Yes, Dad.
Please, you must.
Okay, I start still walking across the water.
You just
well,
do it.
Let's see. That's definitely what you are. Your what is your is your attempt to literally just get to them? What is your like end goal?
Well, I thought if I could still walk over to them, they could each grab a stilt mm-hmm. and we could keep on going.
Okay, that would require Herculean feat of strength from you, but we'll see how it goes.
No, it's a,
give me a finesse physics. Roll.
A finesse roll. It's not my best.
Mm. You're the one just still walking. Risky standard.
Now, to be fair, Justin, Dad didn't choose the still walking life. The still walking life chose him, okay? So, like, Dad's just being true to himself here, okay? So why don't you back the fuck off?
I'm going to push myself.
Yeah, with stilts.
I don't guess you guys could help. You're not.
I can't think of how, Clinton.
All right, is this risky or desperate? You said risky,
yeah.
Right? And standard?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not going to go well, is it? Finesse!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How did it only roll one?
Because you had zero in finesse and you pushed yourself to get one die.
Okay. So how did it fail? I want to know how it failed.
Oh, Dad.
Can well, it just be that the stilts weren't long enough?
Dad got a one. Hey, everybody at home, Dad got a one.
One. Oh, fuck.
I mean, Emmerich, I actually love Griffin's impulse. You get your stilts and you take, like, a couple seconds to just get your footing, and you're like, okay, nice. I've got this. I've got this. And you stilt walk until you realize, like, your first step, like, okay, this is working out pretty good. And then you get about halfway to where they are, and you realize that you're up to your knees. And the stilts stop right about, they manage to get you just to a point where, yes, you are about 6 feet away from Montrose and Beef and their position being swept down the river. And as the waters whisk you away, you see a silhouette in the horizon. And it's getting closer to you. It's wing like a pterodactyl, but the center mass is just too massive. And eventually you realize what you are seeing is an armored gorilla dactyl. The armor is made with prints from other animals. And the gorilla dactyl calmly, patiently flies about 6 feet above your head and tilts his own with this sort of grinding and maybe just a spark or two. And he says, "My name is Orwell. I assume you are the best that they have. In which case, my chaka is perfectly safe."
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.